Hey, Cardio Couture babes, this is my first podcast, and I figured what better time to do it than summertime. So I just wanted to welcome you guys to my first episode, and I just kind of wanted to talk about summer vacation, summer trips, and most of all, summer fashion, and how to pack like a pro. Some of you guys received the newsletter this week, and I broke it down for you guys, and it's on the blog on cardiocouture.com under the Explore tab. Exactly a sample of how to pack if you're going on a 2 to 3 week trip and you don't want to bring your whole closet. So we're just going to start with talking about just family vacations in general and kind of knowing what to bring with you. And there's like little tips and tricks that I've learned over the years. I have been a stylist for over a decade, for those of you that did not know that. I have quite the A-list resume, and I have pretty much packed for almost all of them, whether it was a trip overseas to Europe, a family vacation, award show overseas. You can pretty much name it, TV shows, appearances, things like that. So pretty much every single one of them uses the same kind of format. So I just wanted to kind of run through some of these quick tips with you. The first one being, remember to plan your itinerary. I know we're super, super busy, you guys, but if you can just take the time, it's just like when you go to the grocery market, like if you don't go in there with a list, you're going to buy the whole store. It's the same thing with packing. If you do not have a plan or you're not prepared, you will end up packing more than you need to bring with you, and it's more luggage, a lot of weight to lug around to and from the airport. And then once you get to the hotel or your destination, your Airbnb, whatever you've decided to stay in, or your family member's home, it's just more to unpack, right? So it's always best if you can plan your itinerary, because at the end of the day, vacation's about making memories, and it's about having fun with your loved ones. And it's better to be making memories and, you know, playing in the pool and cooking with your grandma or enjoying a barbecue, or enjoying Disney World, or if you're going, you know, dune bugging or snorkeling. It's better to spend the time doing that than to spend the time unpacking and wondering what you're going to wear and what you need to wear for. So I think planning an itinerary is very smart. And I just think there's some questions you should ask yourself when you are planning that itinerary, just things that like to keep in mind, like how many days are you going to be gone for? Are you going to be gone overnight? Is an overnight trip? Is it a weekend getaway? Is it 2 days, 3 days? Is it 2 weeks? Is it 3 weeks? Is it a month? And if you're going for a month, I'm so jealous. One of my bucket list goals is to backpack across Europe for a month, and I have not scheduled that yet, but it needs to happen really, really soon. Another question to ask yourselves is, how many days are we going to be doing different activities, and how many days are we going to be at the hotel or at the location? Or at the campsite or whatever it is that you're doing. So how many days are casual days? How many days include an activity? How many nights are you going out in the town? Are you and your hubby or boyfriend or girlfriend going to have a date night while you're on vacation? A lot of that times that happens. Are you going to be hiking? Are you going to be working out? I really hope that the answer to that last question is a yes. Because the really good thing, and again, I'm not a Beachbody coach, nor am I sponsored by Beachbody. They've just been an affiliate of mine, and I've worked with them for almost 5 years now, that I will say that it's nice to have Beachbody on demand because you can work out from anywhere. So if you're not getting a hiking, biking, snorkeling, swimming workout in pretty much daily, at least you can watch and participate from any mobile device, your iPad, your laptop, your iPhone, the TV, a smart TV. That's like the beauty of Beachbody On Demand. You can work out from anywhere. Another question to ask yourselves is, well, there will be tons of walking. Are you going to London and are you going sightseeing? Are you going to Greece and you're going sightseeing? Are you going paddleboarding? You know, what is it that you're going to be doing as far as, is there a lot of walking to and from a said location? That way you can definitely plan your footwear, because your feet will be hurting you. And again, you don't want to have that as an excuse on why you can't have fun. Another tip from me is to make lists. And again, this list goes deeper than the itinerary. This list is more of a checklist of what you want to bring with you. I know for myself, a lot of times, if this goes beyond wardrobe, if it is I need to bring a certain hair product, or I need to bring a certain beauty product, or a feminine product, that time of the month product, then I try to make notes of it so that way I don't forget. And a lot of times I'll use post-it notes in the bathroom and just kind of put them along my cabinet so that way I don't forget certain things. And you guys, it's really silly to think about, but a lot of times we'll forget just simple things like a toothbrush and toothpaste. And yes, I know most places you go to, most resorts, most cities have a Target, a Walmart, a CVS, a Walgreens. That's all great. But did you know that 9 times out of 10, if you're in a touristy destination, you're going to pay upwards of 3 times the amount for a toothbrush or toothpaste? I'd rather save that money for a margarita. I don't know about you. Another tip for you guys is less is more. So when you're thinking about your outfits in your closet, it can get really, really intimidating. But I really don't want it to get intimidating. I want you to think about how many days you're going away. And then make sure that when you pack, that you're packing double the amount of tops than you are to bottoms. Sounds simple, right? So one of the samples I gave you guys on the blog is a 14-day vacation checklist, which I included. Actually, it's like 15 outfits, but you can actually make like, I think, close to 30 outfits. I just kind of broke it down to 15 because it was easy that way. But just basics like a top one being like a t-shirt, and it could be solid or it could be graphic. It could have something really fun on it. Top number two would be a casual top in a bold color. So it's summertime, you guys, have fun. You know, I have a black tank top on this list, but I want you this one to be something fun. I want it to be bright pink, yellow, purple. Like, step out of your comfort zone if you are a girl who typically wears black. I know a lot of my followers are from New York. I know a lot of your closets are black or gray. I'm an East Coaster too, and trust me when I tell you that before I moved to California, I was an all black all the time, no other color existed type girl. But you guys, it's summertime, and honestly, color looks great on people, so you should definitely embrace it. So top number two, item number two is a casual tank. It should be in a bold color. Item number three is the third top, which I think should be like a satin camisole tank top in a neutral color. And when I say neutral, I mean beige, white, navy blue, gray, black, something along those lines, because that way you can dress it up or dress it down, which I think is really cool, because that's kind of what we're looking for here. We're looking for versatility. We're looking for, you know, ways to take different pieces and mix and match them without any thought. Like, this should just be like your 4-year-old daughter could pick out your clothes and somebody would think that you have a stylist, basically. Item number four is a cotton tank top. The one I gave an example to on the blog, I used a black tank top that was a little bit more of a crop tank top. Again, the crop tank top can be layered over a white button-up t-shirt or a striped t-shirt, or can be worn by itself with a pair of shorts. If you have that abdominal area that I would be super jealous of and envious of, because my tummy is not there yet to be rocking a crop top, but girl, if you got the confidence, then you rock it. But that was number four. Number five should be a denim button-up blouse. One that you can preferably roll up the sleeves to as well, because sometimes in the evenings it can get a little chilly, so you can actually use the button-up top as something over a sundress or over a tank top, and that way you can stay warm but still look really chic and kind of, again, effortless. We're going for effortless. Number six is a striped tee and neutral. So I love a black and white stripe. I like a blue and white stripe. If you are nervous about horizontal stripes, then opt for a vertical stripe. So I would suggest, if you are someone who is bustier, that doesn't like horizontal stripes, because horizontal stripes actually make you look wider, then I would opt for a vertical stripe. A tip though for making a horizontal striped tee work for you is layering it with that denim button-up shirt that I just mentioned prior, because if it's only a small section of stripe showing and the top on the outside that you're layering is solid, believe it or not, it will make you look like you've lost 3 to 5 pounds, because the stripe is the only thing that the eye catches at first. So it makes your silhouette look a lot smaller. Number seven, an off-the-shoulder blouse. Right now, 2018 is all about the boho, like off-the-shoulder, really romantic, peasant-like tops. You can find them anywhere. You can find them at Nordstrom. You can find them at TJ Maxx. You can even find them at Target. I prefer to do a print for that. I think it's opportunity for it to be a little bit more tropical or floral or abstract or Aztec printed. I think that's kind of a really bold move without going solid. Top number 8 is a long button up, again in neutral. I would prefer if you went with something like a white button up. White button up is classic, it's timeless. Again, you can use it, if you get a long enough one, you can use it as a beach cover up, which I think is super great. You can also tie it with a bathing suit top underneath it with a pair of denim shorts and flip flops. I mean, I feel like that Jennifer Aniston's like calling card when she's on vacation. Love, love, love that idea. Bottom number 1, which would be item number 9, I said a cotton skirt. Again, great to throw on over a bathing suit as a cover up. Just something gauzy, lightweight, cotton, linen, something to that extent. But I would definitely stick to a color or a print again. Bottom number 2, which is item number 10, would be a pair of denim shorts. Again, your preference. Cutoffs, jeans that are rolled up. Again, long, short, mid-length, whatever your style or preference is. You know, basically what's your comfort zone. Bottom number 3 should be a lightweight elastic harem pant or a palazzo pant, I think they're called as well. Basically, again, it's like handkerchief fabric, super lightweight, nothing super heavy or clingy to the body. It's almost like a jogger pant, but it's in lightweight fabric. So think of it that way. And it'd be really cool if you can find one in a bold color, because I think having that with all the neutral tops that you have, you can pretty much mix and match and be winner, winner, chicken dinner, and pair it with a satin top and a pair of heels, and you've got a great dinner or date night look. Bottom number 4 is a striped short or a printed short. Again, super easy. It can come in so many different fabrics, polyester cotton blends, linens. You can even just do it in a soft cotton. It doesn't have to have a button. It could have a button. It could have an elastic waist. Again, it's your comfort zone. It could be a really great walking short when you're sightseeing around town. I think that's just a great staple to have when you're on vacation. Dress up, dress down. The next item would be a dress or other. In this case, I did a maxi dress. I think everyone should have a maxi dress in their closet. I don't care if you're 5'9" or 5'2". Find one that works for you. If you are on the shorter side, please take it to a tailor ahead of time with a pair of wedges or sandals that you plan on wearing with it and have it altered. It will not cost you more than $10. And if you're a seamstress or your mom's a seamstress or your friend has a sewing machine, it's even cheaper. Do a trade, like make someone dinner or bring them a nice bottle of wine in exchange for hemming your dress. Super easy, and you know, you'll appreciate it later, I promise. Do not bring anything super long on vacation and anticipate to wear it and think, oh, well, I'm gonna wear a pair of wedges that will be tall enough. I will tell you right now that nobody likes to see anyone tripping over a dress, and the last thing you wanna do is worry about tripping on vacation. You want it to be easy and breezy, easy to walk in, easy to change really quickly after the pool and get into and not have to worry. The next item, which is dress or other number 2, is a t-shirt dress, which I think everyone should have in their closet as a staple, regardless if you're going on vacation. I think t-shirt dresses are great. Find one that works for you. I have one from Michael Stars that I love that's ruched on the side, so I can kind of make it longer or shorter, which is really great, and it also hugs my curves, which I love. Again, easy to throw on over a bathing suit as a cover-up, or easy to throw on with a pair of wedges and a hat and go to dinner or go sightseeing or pretty much anything. A t-shirt dress is kind of a staple. It should be in your closet regardless of vacation. The next one is dress number 3 or other 3. In this case, I love a good romper. Find a romper that works for you. Again, everyone's different in their torso, whether they're a short or a long torso. So find one that works for you. So make sure you try it on ahead of time. I know sometimes when I order on Amazon, I tend to have more of a shorter torso. So sometimes things are longer or baggy in the crotch. No one likes that look. That's really ugly. And then also if it sometimes is too short, and even though I have a short torso, it can give you camel toe. Again, no bueno. The next item would be a dress or other number 4. In this case, I suggested a jumpsuit. So a jumpsuit is the
more elevated version of a romper. So again, I know romper and jumpsuit sound like, oh my gosh, Tony wants me to dress like a four-year-old child. I promise you guys, there's so many sexy rompers and jumpsuits out there that will blow your mind and you will have for a long time. And you will also, by the way, love them when you're on vacation because a lot of them don't have, a lot of them won't wrinkle with when you travel, which is phenomenal. And number two, they're so lightweight and they're easy to put on. And it's just like dress and go, right? That's what we want. For shoe number one, I suggest a flip-flop. Again, whatever kind of flip-flop you like to wear. I just chose something just really basic, like a white flip-flop with like little gold stars on it as an example. Shoe number two, I think should be either a black or a brown wedge. I think everyone looks good in a wedge. I just think it's great to wear as a dress-up, dress-down. Shoe number three, I put brown sandals. So if you did a brown wedge, I would do black sandals. That way you have one of each, a brown and a black shoe. Because really when you're traveling, the less shoes you bring, the more mix and match you can do when it's a neutral shoe. Shoe number four is a sneaker because I'm hoping that you're going to do something that is revolves around some kind of walking or you're going to work out while you're on vacation. So definitely bring a sneaker. A pair of sunglasses. I suggest one pair of sunglasses. Two should really be your max. And if you do it, I would do one plastic frame and one like aviator frame. So that way you have two different styles. The next one being a hat. If you are a floppy hat girl, great. If you're a fedora girl, great. If you are a ball cap girl, even better. Again, sporty. So you can definitely mix and match all those hats in with the outfits. The next thing I think you should talk about bringing or we should talk about bringing is jewelry. Again, do not bring your most expensive jewelry with you. It's bad enough that you probably are already going to be traveling with your wedding ring. And again, when I say bad enough, I don't mean go tell your husband, Tony said I don't have to wear my wedding ring on holiday. That's not true. I'm just saying that is probably the most expensive jewelry you should bring with you. There's so many great stores like Forever 21 and H&M and Nordstrom and JCPenney's and Kohl's that have great costume jewelry. Gold hoops, a cool pair of tassel earrings or a statement earring, and some really simple gold or silver bangles, depending on your preference, if you're a silver or rose gold or gold type girl. But I think that pretty much summarizes it. And basically, in a nutshell, that will be your key to being able to pack with ease. Also, the last tip that I have for you guys is to take photos. So whenever I was packing for any of my clients, I always took photos of how each look went together, including the accessories. That way you don't have to overthink about what you're going to be wearing on vacation because you can literally look through your phone, like flip through your phone, and you have a digital lookbook, almost like a flat lay like you see on Instagram of the hat and the sunglasses and the top and the shoes and everything together. And it's like right there for you. So again, you don't have to even stress. It's all done for you. So when you pack everything up and you get to the hotel destination and you unpack everything, which I highly suggest, do not be lazy, you guys, when you get to the hotel. I know you want to run down to the pool and have a good time, but I really think it's important for you to unpack everything so that you know where everything is. So you guys, that's all I have for my first episode, but I hope you guys will tune in to more because I plan on doing these weekly. So let me know your feedback. Always feel free to DM me on Facebook or Instagram. Let me know if you have any ideas for podcast episodes or if you have any guest ideas. I'm definitely going to bring on some guests to talk about different things in the fashion, beauty, and fitness realm. I definitely think it's really fun to collaborate with other people. So I hope you guys are going to have a great summer. I can't wait to see these beautiful pictures on Instagram of your trips. And yeah, I will see you guys soon. Bye.